It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Washington Post is reporting that some of President Trump's lawyers are exploring ways to limit or undercut Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, building a case against what they allege are his conflicts of interest, and discussing the president's authority to grant pardons. The Washington Post's Ashley Parker.
It underscores just how nervous the president, his aides, and his legal team are about this widening Russia probe, especially to find out that the president has been asking, you know, people how exactly pardons would work, right down to if he could pardon himself. And basically, they are very worried, and the president views this also in terms of fairness. He basically thinks it is unfair. He thinks Mueller is going outside the scope of his probe. And one thing he's particularly frustrated by is his belief that Mueller could look into his tax returns. You'll recall that's something he refused to release publicly to much criticism. And so the idea that Robert Mueller could not just investigate Russia, but could look into his finances, his tax returns, his family's finances, their business dealings, is deeply frustrating to this president.
In a wide-ranging interview with the New York Times published Thursday, the president went after the Justice Department, beginning with Robert Mueller, alleging a conflict of interest because he interviewed for the FBI director job.
Did you know Mueller was one of the people that was being interviewed?
I did, actually.
He was sitting in that chair. We had a wonderful meeting.
Day before.
Did he want the job?
The day before. Of course, he was up here. Mueller wanted the job. I said, what the hell is this all about? Talk about conflicts. Mm-hmm. Now, he was interviewing for the job.
If Mueller was looking at your finances or your family's finances unrelated to Russia, is that a red line?
Would that be a breach of what his actual
I would say yes.
Is?
Yeah, I would say yes.
If he was outside that lane, would that mean he'd have to go?
Would you be? Would you?
No, I think that's a violation. Look, this is about Russia.
But what would you do?
I can't answer that question because I don't think it's going to happen.
On CNN, Jake Tapper told of the humiliating attack on Attorney General Jeff Sessions by the president.
The most humiliating of the many belittlements in the interview was perhaps his personal rebuke of the first U.S. senator to ever publicly support him, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, for being, quote, very unfair to him by recusing himself from the Russia investigation after it was revealed, of course, that Sessions had been, during his confirmation hearing, less than transparent about contacts he had had with Russian officials. And then giving the president zero heads up about it.
Zero. So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which, frankly, I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, you know, I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair, and that's a mild word, to the president.
NBC's Katie Turr pulls them all together.
So whether it's the AG, the deputy AG, the acting FBI chief, the former FBI chief, or the special counsel's office, the president's message seems to be that all of their motives should be questioned. In other words, the entire Justice Department can't be trusted at best, or it's carrying out a conspiracy at worst.
In another off-camera briefing Thursday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders made it clear that the president is warning against Mueller expanding the scope of the investigation.
The point he's trying to make is that the clear purpose of the Russia investigation is to review Russia's meddling in the election, and that should be the focus of the investigation, nothing beyond that. The president's making clear that the special counsel should not move outside of the scope of the investigation.
Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions vowed to stay in his job, despite the president's public comments that would have others heading for the door. Asked whether he was considering resigning, Sessions said,
"We in this Department of Justice will continue every single day to work hard to serve the national interest, and we wholeheartedly join in the priorities of President Trump. He gave us several directives. One is to dismantle internet transnational criminal organizations. That's what we're announcing today. The dismantling of the largest dark website in the world by far. And I congratulate our people for that. I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job, we love this department, and I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
Mitch McConnell is planning to bring an Obamacare repeal bill to the Senate for a vote on Tuesday, though it's unclear which bill will be voted on. Republicans can only lose two votes and move forward. Susan Collins is still a definite no on both the repeal and replace and repeal and delay. Rand Paul has said he'd vote yes on the repeal and replace if he's assured a vote on the straight repeal. Senator John McCain's diagnosis of brain cancer also has the GOP one vote down, or at least leaves a huge question mark regarding whether he'd be able to make the trip back to Washington. In another blow to the GOP, the Congressional Budget Office said the latest bill would produce 22 million additional uninsured people by 2026 and drive up premiums for many older Americans. I got good news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate our What's News segments, I hope you'll check out the show Tuesdays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.